Hey, hey. Oh, can you read this? I'm holding it sideways. It's probably backwards for you. Definitely on Instagram. But it says spark joy. Hey, wait, I should hold it backwards. There you go. I'm gonna talk more about where I got this in Instagram, but I wanted to share, hey, thanks for joining. I wanted to share because so many people have contacted me about Marie Kondo and the series on Netflix. Thinking of me or asked, have you heard about her? And yes, absolutely. For those who've taken my pre of the aesthetic style course, which I'm launching, hi, Ingrid. I talk about Marie Kondo as a big inspiration because she, her concept, and when I did it in my home, it really changed it for me. And this, especially this concept of spark joy. Which I shared about spark joy. There you go. And it's the same in finding your style. And when I talk about your aesthetic style, and actually, I just wanted to show you concretely, but especially when I work with interiors and those of you that I've worked with, I talk about Marie Kondo. I recommend her method because it is the best. I call her the decluttering queen. But I wanted to show you why it's so effective and then also exactly why what I do with interior redesign and your aesthetic style, where it fits in. So especially if you're someone who's loving this tidying up and you've done Marie Kondo method, that's awesome because that's going to help you to see what your style is. Because oh, Facebook, it doesn't show, it's too bright. This little chart, which I've talked about before, order, function, aesthetic, order, function. Those are the three things we need in our home to feel good. And what Marie Kondo talks about and in the tidying up is this order and function side, because you need that order, how you organize things, and she has great solutions for that. And that affects the way you live. It affects the way you feel and act. And so many people, hey Sandy, thanks for joining. So many people experience that, and that's what's so cool with the Netflix show. I'm talking about Marie Kondo, how it influences, and how I work with that in redesign. But that's what influences you. Like, that's why you see people like, oh my gosh, I feel so better. I act so differently, blah, 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 after they've made this changes, their Marie Kondo method to their home. But the one thing it doesn't talk to about, right, is the styling side, the interior design side, aesthetic. I'm so sorry on Facebook, you can't see this so well. But that's what I focus on. And the big thing is, hey, Cindy, yes. The big thing is, it's actually the same idea. So, the spark joy that Marie Kondo says, does it bring you joy? Is the same. And, you know, she has you hold the object and to feel it. It's the same with finding your style and the things that you like. Because I say the same. If you want to understand why you keep buying the certain items you buy, why you dress the way you do, why you are attracted to certain images of certain type of homes and interiors, it's the same thing. There's something in there that brings you joy. And I always say, look for the things that make you go, ooh, that make you have a physical response to it. So you say, ooh, your eyes get bigger. That's all ways that you feel joy from that. And that's how you find what your style is, your aesthetic style. And this is, again, across all types of visual things, you can see this. So really looking for those patterns is the key to helping you understand yourself, what your style is, and also it helps with the whole Marie Kondo and decluttering, because part of it is, you know, getting rid of the things we've accumulated, but also to really stop yourself. And of me, I'm a lifetime lover of shopping and I love art and interior, but the way that I've been able to shift that is to really know the things that I love, that are my style, that I will continue to love, and to focus on bringing those in my home as well as displaying them in a really beautiful way. And that's what your aesthetic style is all about. That's why I started my business. But really, Marie Kondo is a huge inspiration and helped me to focus on finding what I want from my home and why. While my style is expensive then and unique, yes. That's true. But see, this is the cool thing though. If you look at what your style is, especially if it's like expensive things you're drawn to, I would say look even at really the like, it's kind of the basic fundamentals of it. So a lot of expensive things have really good quality texture, for example, like the surface of it. Or so that might be part of your style is that you like that really good quality, like you can see it. You can see that it's a good texture. And so knowing that will help you think about the things you already have in your home that you really like, that you've already bought, and what are, is the texture there? That's an example. It might not be texture for you, but looking at what are those patterns of those expensive things that you like, you see in the shop but can't always get, and the things you already have at home. And then start to notice and ask yourself why. Like, why do I always like velour or leather, or why for me it was a lot of why do I always like flowers? Why do I always like colorful things? I don't even care about the object. If it's a really pretty color, like a random spatula, I'll have to go and look at it because I love color so much. And so knowing that is what helps you to find, oh, that's why I've bought those things. Or maybe this is less important to me. Maybe I can let this go. So that's what's really cool. And I have so much more about that to share and in your aesthetic style, but I'll break it up. I wanted to just do a short live to just show the connection. Hey, Chad. But that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Cindy, because I think it's so true. We see things that are our style, and then it's a bit out of budget. Like, how was about expensive style? Why do I like that thing or the best one or the most expensive of the ones? But I want to really encourage you to look more deeply at, like, asking yourself why and really notice those patterns and pay attention to those. And that will help you in choosing what you let go and in this decluttering process. And I'm also going to be doing a live on Monday that's for a Facebook group, but I'll post it on my page on Facebook and I'll probably go live on Instagram too. All about decluttering because I also have a lot of tips around decluttering. Like I said, Marie Kondo is the best. I think her way is the best if you want an ultimate change in decluttering. However, it can sometimes be intimidating. And so I have some tips about how to get started because I know when I first read her book, I was inspired, but I was also a mom with two kids under two, and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And the same in the show, she's there really motivating people. It is an intensive method to change. But there, so if you're starting to feel like you want to make a change, but you're not quite sure how or where to start, I have some great tips about that that I'm going to share on Monday. So I just wanted to hop on and share because so many people have been contacting me about Marie Kondo, and I'm very touched because she's a big role model, and yes, she's a huge inspiration. And I wanted you to just reflect on this spark joy concept when you think about your style. What's your aesthetic? And yes, add it. Okay, this is so fun. Thanks for sharing, Cindy, because I love hearing about everyone's style. You have one or two pieces you really like and spend a lot of money on them put together with uniform IKEA, but it loses its luster. So you're talking about the texture on the furniture, the one or two. Yeah. But it's awesome. Keep looking at what you love, and even those things that do lose that, like knowing that, if it loses that texture or if it was something that attracted you to it was like the quality of the paint or how it was, I would say take time to, that makes it worth it. Like if it's the paint that's bothering you or the surface, think about ways that you could restore it. And sometimes it might be harder to do that, but knowing that makes it like, how it shifts your decision. Instead of like, oh man, I have to go buy a whole new piece, you think, okay, maybe I can find a way to restore this or create a similar effect, because if that texture or that luster look is important to you. So that's like knowing what's really important to you and why is what helps you make those decisions. And especially a lot of them, the real cool thing is that it makes you really creative because you're like, okay, what I need is this texture. It's not necessarily this exact object, if that makes sense. Going off the top. But thank you so much for sharing, Cindy. I love like the biggest thing with aesthetics and everything is always examples. So when you share your example, it helps others. And I'm gonna go more, way more into that this year. Yes, because I'll be launching and sharing much more about your aesthetic style and different approaches for how to teach you how to use it in your home and redesign. So we'll go more into that. But if you want to read or look up more about your aesthetic style, I have a lot more information up on my website, which is youraestheticstyle.com. and also how to find it if you want to go into this elements and principles and the quiz. That's up there as well. Right now, I have that just in my membership site, and that's focused on just finding your style. But if you want to do the whole redesign, I'm going to be developing that, launching it this month in January. So more is going to come next week about that. Thank you for watching. Yeah, you're checking out my site. Awesome. Norwegian cottages. Ooh, okay. I will do the tips. Yeah, because I have this special perk with being Norway and the US. So there's a lot of fun there. I love cross-cultural things in general. That's like very me. Thank you, Cindy. I love tips. I will write that down. And yes, check out my site. You can look there because that's possible for looking up the aesthetic style quiz. And also send me, I will. I'll use your tip. Send me a DM or PM if you have questions. Bye. I'm saying bye.